My name is Joe Castro, and you are now listening to the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh. You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
All right, welcome back to the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show. And my name is Joe. I'm just thinking about what I'm supposed to say right now. I know that we have not done a show in like a couple of weeks. And so, heads up right now, so you know, they're going to be every other week now. Because we can't do it all the time. We can't give you all this awesomeness every week. It's just we have to save up and then do the awesomeness. Joining me on the show is my dear friend, Heather. What's going on?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You forgot my name.
It was a build up.
No mess is going on. It's actually been a pretty good day for me.
It's been a pretty good day for you?
Yeah, except having a headache. Other than that, it's actually been, you know, the last couple of weeks, it's been ups and downs, but it's, I keep on going.
The way you're expressing your day is super exhilarating. I also had an amazing day. I am laughing because it's also not as exhilarating. I had to do some DMV stuff, and it's weird, you know, because I went out of my way to the DMV. I don't know any good DMV stories. I can give you a good one today, but one of them I went to out of my way, and they're like, oh, yeah, you have to go over there, and we're booked. And I was like, oh, great. Cool.
Wow.
Out here for nothing. And then I went to another DMV, walked in, couldn't even find the number to pull. You know, you pull a number, and there's a guy who's like waiting for me at the window as soon as I walked in. I was like, wow, look at this. And then I got it done. So it was like a long, dragged out day where I thought about conspiracy theories and maybe there is something in the clouds. You know, what do they call those?
The ether?
Whatever. Wait. So I got some exciting news.
What is that?
Joining me on our show today is a friend of mine, Hope Spicer. Hope,
hello.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
So,
hello.
I'm excited to hear some of your journey, and I'm really happy to have you on the show because I really want other people to also be motivated and kind of, I want to learn more about you too, like how's your life been and stuff, but thank you for joining me on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Are you
driving? Thank you for
right
asking
now?
Me. I have to run to Dollar General because my husband needs toothpicks. No, my husband needs toothpicks for his pumpkin that he's doing for his work, like pumpkin carving contest.
Okay.
So he asked if I can go to Dollar General to get him toothpicks. So I am at Dollar General getting him toothpicks.
You're dedicated, wifey, and also. I hope he wins this contest for the
right.
Season.
He won it. Right? He didn't win it last year because some guy used like a kit. He got really mad, but he won it the year before.
Some guy used a kit. That's cheating.
He used a kit. I know. Okay, but I'm just hoping I don't like lose my call service in the Dollar General, but we'll see.
I hope so too. Hopefully, it doesn't make a lot of noise.
Yeah, he's doing, like, I don't even know. I'll send you a picture when he's done. Like, he's got, a whole thing he's doing. It's intense.
Well, I think that's great that he's got something to look forward to and put his time and interest in. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I like that.
So okay. I'm really happy to have you on the show. I wanted to hear more about how you went from kind of being at home, doing your thing, to now like believing yourself, and you're a bomb-ass baker now. Like I see
bomb-ass
your pictures.
Bomb-ass baker. Thank you.
And with my culinary experience, when I see these pictures that you send me, it's kind of insulting because they're so deliciously looking good. Tell me
Thank
about
you.
More of this. Like, where were you before, and how? Where are you now? Not location, but journey of baking.
Well, okay, give me a minute. I'm buying these skewers real quick, and then I will tell
Do they know how famous you are? They should know how famous you are. You're an up-and-coming baker.
It's getting
You're a
around.
Big deal. Oh, it's going like, around.
No, it like legitimately is.
And I gotta get I gotta know this like where the name came from too. So let's start. I want to hear more about it.
Okay, so my my baking business name is I called it the Muffin Ma'am, like baking company, and I got the Muffin Ma'am. I got it from watching Shrek drunk off tequila.
Nice. Wow. So
yeah.
You do have a wild side. All right.
Love it.
Yeah. Because it was just, I don't know what, I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard in my entire life. And I was like, oh my God, that would make her the Muffin Ma'am. And I was like, light bulb, bang, bang, boom. Only a couple of people
bang,
have like made
boom.
The connection. I've never said that before in my life.
Only a couple people? Only a couple people?
Only a few people have, like, made the connection. Because a lot of them, like, dyslexic reading it. Because they, is it the Muffin Mama? And I'm like, no. I wouldn't call myself the Muffin Mama. No, it's the Muffin Ma'am.
How dare you?
Like, how dare you? How dare you misread the two repeating letters?
It's almost insulting. It's that, like, you know.
Like, you know. But no, the only people who have got it are, like, teenagers and, like, little teeny bopper kids. And I'm like, do you get this? Like, yeah, I love Shrek. And I'm like, I feel old because I saw Shrek in the movie theaters when I was
well,
like 6 years old.
My coworker, I had, I asked her, I said, you know, do you know? You know, I did the voice.
Do you know the Muffin Ma'am?
And then she went,
Muffin Ma'am?
She was like, the what? The Muffin Man? I went, yeah. She went, no. I went, you don't know who the Muffin Man is? And
wow.
She was like, no. And the true story is that the Muffin Man was actually a murderer. Do you guys know that?
Oh, God.
Yeah. The Muffin Man was, the Muffin Man killed children. He was a child murderer.
Well, that just put a hole downer.
Well, but you're the bright.
Wow.
You're like the bright side to the Muffin Ma'am. You are. You're the nicer version. You're
constantly while I'm baking, it's either that running through my mind, or it's the Adam Lambert like Muffin Man remix thing that he did.
Remix.
So it's like the Cher like Muffin Man thing. Did you ever see that?
So, Heather, do you think Hope is creating some competition out there? Do you think we got some other women out there that are, like, a little, like, intimidated by the Muffin Man baking co?
Intimidated? How?
I think you're bringing
say
some
intimidated,
good...
intimidated, but she has... No, she's bringing it. There's no competition. She is the person to go to.
You're getting
when
a reading
I
right
first,
now, Hope.
Oh, nice. Well, no, about that, because at the end of the farmer's market season, so this gal and her husband opened up, like, a gym here in our town of, like, 1,200 people, and she started bringing these, like, coffee-ass cinnamon rolls to the farmer's market when I wasn't there because my grandmother was in the hospital, and I went, you raggedy biatch, how dare you? Like, she copied it all the way down to, like, no, because listen, like, she, my entire style, like, even my boxes, she copied.
How
like, even,
dare she?
How dare she?
And then that just like, reminds you how important you are.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're
my
husband was,
she's a cotton-headed Minnie Muggins.
You cotton-headed Minnie Muggins!
No, I was cheated. I was so mad.
I was like, I swear to God, she has pecan rolls or like strawberry rolls. I'm a killer.
I would have went over and went, coffee rolls, huh? Mm. I love your boxes. Where did you get them?
Right?
Or just like look her in the eye.
Where did you get the idea for these boxes?
I got a question for you. I got a question. Where do you get your audacities from? They look amazing.
Where do you get your audacity? But no. But then, like, one of my friends, like, got one because she's like, I need to taste it. And she goes, that was the worst thing I've ever had. And I was like, you bet it was.
See, they can't.
Just hopefully people don't try to connect that to you.
No, she hasn't tried to sell any since.
Oh, she learned her lesson?
Like, I think she got the hint. I know that's, like, I don't want to say, like, a humble bragging, but, like, there you go. Because, no, like, I busted my ass to, like, perfect this recipe. Like, all summer it took me to, like, get it where I wanted it. And, like, I even just, like, within the last month got, like, figured out how to make, how thin and thick to roll the dough so it rises the way that I want it and it doesn't like fall over and break.
This is amazing.
I hated. I was so mad.
Experience. All right, so Hope, I need you to paint us a picture real quick on, you know, where you were before. Not, you know, share a little bit to everyone where you were before so that way we can kind of see and understand your journey a little bit. And it might not be where you want to be right now, but I find it significant enough to, like, share with everyone because it's awesome what you're doing. So where were you before till now? Like, give us
what do you mean when you say before?
All right. So your mom, your wife, you're an amazing individual in this world. So were you just, like, at home and one day you're like, I want to bake one day? I remember, okay, if it's okay with you, if I'm not mistaken, you were kind of confused before. You were like, oh, maybe I'll do, like, police officer thing, or maybe I'll do baking.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? So give us a story about the past and then into now. Lead us in here.
I'm reflecting. So reflecting. I learned all this, like, technical baking stuff because it might have been back in 2013 or 2014 because I worked at a local bakery as a temp over the holiday season because my aunt Terry, God rest her, she was her stage 4 breast cancer was terminal, and so I wanted to spend all the time that I took with her because, you know, even now she's like my favorite. I don't want to say, like, she's my favorite aunt, but it's just, like, that bond we had. I was like, I need to spend as much time with you as I possibly can. And then she passed away later that April. And then I just kind of, you know, kept going through and through and then, you know, living life. And we moved in 2016. We got married. I got my husband joined the Marines. We moved to California, blah, blah, blah.
Flash forward
to 2019, I had experienced a miscarriage, and baking, I decided to use baking as, like, a coping tool.
I see.
And so that's what really started, and then I wound it up with all of this, like, crap everywhere, all of these cupcakes, all of these muffins, all of these cookies, freaking everywhere. So I went on, like, the local, like, the base Facebook pages, and I was like, hey, does anybody want these? Throw me a buck or two. Here you go. I'm not going to eat them all. And so it was kind of, that's where, like, the initial thing started.
Okay, then, so you had some love with in the past around cooking, and you really you really got more into it for this healing journey you had with the miscarriage.
But then some random guy, like, predicted I would be pregnant in, like, 4 months. And then, oh, my gosh, it happened.
So I remember, I don't know how it really connected. I remember I was reading you when I started reading people publicly on social media. And I remember
I happened across your like page, but I was like, oh, hey, cool, hop on. And then it just kind of went from there.
I appreciate it. Thank you for being a part of my journey too.
Thank you.
I remember some funny stuff, and then I wound up predicting. It wasn't my gift is my spirit guide. So when I say that, it's more or less like it's a humble way of appreciation. But we predicted some kids there. It was actually pretty funny how that came out. But
no, so I vividly remember in a reading that you were giving me like for free on Facebook Live with like 30 people, spirit was telling you to tell me what positions to go to get pregnant.
Okay. So
like,
this
lift
is true.
Your hips, and I was like,
I know some people right now. Hold up, a lot of people are going to hear that and they're going to go, "What the fuck did she just say?" So, what I remember is you came and you were asking about conceiving, and there was some difficulty.
Yeah.
And I do remember, Spear was like, "Look, it's not that you can't. It's more or less your hubby right now with his energy. When he's gonna be done with a part of his services, and that's when it's gonna happen. He's gonna have less stress, less sadness, and then it was a part of the left thing,
yeah.
And they're like, it was more metaphysical body, to, like let it go.
Okay, we can move on.
I was gonna bring it up if you didn't want to talk about it, but
no.
It's just hilarious
to me looking back. I think it's so funny.
Now, I know we're speeding up this timeline and whatnot of your backstory, but I remember, and Heather, ask them any questions you want to, like, you're a part of this conversation, don't be quiet.
Yes.
I do remember some spaces in between. I think you had, from what I'm guessing, I'm going to ask you, did you have challenging moments before this where you felt lost, like you didn't believe in this being something for you?
Yes.
Can you tell
like
more?
Feelings
tell
like, oh,
more
well,
about?
This isn't really good enough. I would get discouraged when I'd post and I wouldn't have any like audience reactions. Nobody would want to order anything. I would post things for sale and no one would do anything. So I would get really discouraged. And then I got pregnant with Eliza and I was like, I'm done. And so I didn't bake for almost a year. Like, the most I did was, like, Pillsbury Doughboy cinnamon rolls or, like...
Okay, look, you're giving yourself a little hardship with that. You're like, I went down a little bit in my
right.
My care. So
you
had another child. Now...
I did.
When did you got back into... You got back into baking a little bit after that? Like, how long?
So Eliza was born in January of 22, and I started up again... kind of last fall, and then I had been like playing with the idea of like doing like a craft fair all through the winter, and I was like kind of scared about it because I knew I would have to use like a credit card to buy all of like the equipment and material that I would need, and then I just decided to at the end of April this past year. Like April of 23. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sign up for this craft fair. I'm going to see how it goes. This market thing. And I sold out. I came home completely sunburned at the end of April because my tent almost blew away. But no, I completely sold out. And I was like, well, all right then. Oh, yeah, no, the freaking tent, man. They told us to bring weights. So I had four cinder blocks on each leg of my tent. And where the buildings were, it was, like, crooked in, like, a little corner. And the wind at, like, 1 o'clock just, like, woof, like, picked up, like, Wizard of Oz style. And my tent. And just, like, lifted it with all four cinder blocks. And the gal who was helping me and I, like, grabbed them. We're like, oh, my God. It's going to blow away.
but it did not.
We caught it.
Good. Next time, bring some more weights. So what's your advice for anyone who is, whether it's a business or baking, what can they start to do on their own? Like, how can they, Because I know for myself that there's times where maybe I really want to do something and maybe it's so big in my head that I'm like not able to see the next step or the next idea. And I think we talk ourselves out of like the ideas we have because they seem super simple, or maybe they're not.
Yeah.
But what are some tips for people out there that you recommend, whether it's baking or business or creativity?
I would say try not to like get overwhelmed at like the whole. Don't look at it as a whole, like it's a big, broad thing. Focus on like one tiny aspect. Like for me, it was starting with, instead of like, oh, I want to, you know, I want to open a bakery. How am I going to do that? It's like, no, I'm going to do this little craft fair. I'm going to see how that goes. And then I'm going to pick a couple. I'm going to pick a type of, I'm just going to use baking because, you know, I was going to, I decided I wanted to like know what my niche was. Like I decided I wanted to be known for something. Like I want people to come. I want people to come from all around the county, across the state, to come for something of mine. And then I decided that I was going to do, I wanted that to be cinnamon rolls. And then halfway through the summer, a gal I know, she recommended the pecan rolls that I started doing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to perfect this, this one little thing here that I do better than anybody around. And
you're going to make the fancy rolls? You're going to have the fancy rolls.
A fancy roll, but yeah,
the
no,
Muffin Man
my advice,
Bacon Co. are known for their
I haven't made a damn muffin since like June because nobody buys them, and I would just throw them all away.
Maybe it's not that no one's buying your muffins; it's more or less like you said, you're evolving stuff, and sometimes in order to evolve and to find your niche is finding the passion to do what you're doing and wanting to make it better. Like, how can I make it different? And what I'm also reminding myself, too, in this life journey is that sometimes it's frustrating, but that's where all the good stuff is. Like, you're learning and evolving. All right, Heather, I would like you to ask some questions.
Monopolizing me.
Heather, me, Hope. Hope, me,
Heather. Hope. Hello, I've heard a lot about you. I've heard you on the radio show, so hi.
Oh, well, hello. I'm glad to hear that. I've been around, too, for quite a while now.
A hot minute.
Yes. One of my questions is, would you do anything with your journey differently?
Ooh.
Looking back at it, would there be anything you'd do differently?
Oh, that I don't know that I can say.
Wow.
What do you think? Well, I don't know. I don't really like to, like, look back and, like, oh, well, I should have. I mean, obviously you're going to think, oh, I shouldn't have done this. I should have done it like this. But as a whole, where I'm at now, almost I wish I would have started a little sooner. But I understand that this happened when it was supposed to. And there's no use going back and beating my past self up. That's not very nice to pass me. But
I really love
here,
that.
So.
I love that answer because that's correct. It's Joe had said at the beginning that you probably aren't where you want to be and you want more,
which
is understandable. Mm-hmm. But you are exactly where you are supposed to be at this moment. I love that for you, and I love that you're looking at that, and even though you wish you would have started sooner, you've been able to perfect what you're doing now, and that's just amazing for you. I love that.
Yeah. Another opportunity just recently presented itself into my life. So our downtown, we have our little, you know, little teeny tiny Nebraska town. The main street is where all like the main businesses are, and it's a major highway. Well, it's not major. It's a state highway, and they redid it. So they tore out all of downtown Main Street, and everyone's like front doors of their businesses were blocked off by construction. And so that was really hurting downtown and like the community. So one of the cafe owners, she invited me to come in and sell cups. She said I could fill her coffee pot and sell coffees and rolls.
And then we got to talking, and she pointed out that she has, like, an espresso machine and a milk frother and all this stuff. And I was like, by the way, when I lived in California, I became a certified barista. So can I do more than just coffee? She goes, yeah, of course. So that was only 3 weeks ago. And, yeah, people are really liking my lattes. Like, so, people come. I had people waiting at 7 a.m. last week. And I was like, you guys, I didn't sit down until 9:30. And it was just me. But I was,
profiting from this for business?
I'm finally starting to.
Okay, very good.
Because after farmer's market season kind of petered out, I was losing money because losing product. And now with this, I can see it starting to, like, grow forward again instead of falling back.
Now, so, Heather, I want everyone to hear this too, because I don't feel that Hope gives herself enough credit for how far she's come with this and what she's doing. She was so dedicated at one point, and I find this kind of like a thing too with our journey. Like, we do stuff and we don't think it's a big deal, but it's actually a super big deal. She was making desserts and pastries and stuff and bringing them to, like, the bowling alley. And she was also, like, she believed in herself.
I forgot about that.
And that is really, I wanted everyone to hear that, because even no matter who we are, like, and I think that's so great that you did these things. You believe in yourself, and you're, sometimes we have limitations, but you have went in the direction of what you can do. And here you are now, like, the universe is lining you up with more opportunities and experiences to expand on, because you went from somewhat believing in yourself to breaking an oven at your home, and then continue more baking, and then other things. So this is why I wanted to have you on the show, because this is what growth is, and I'm really happy for you. I'm proud of you, and you're also you're a mom. You're a wife.
I am a mom.
You have all this. This human stuff, but you make it look good on the outside, because we're just watching. We can only imagine how much energy you got, but I think this is great. So are you going to open
a
cafe?
I want to, maybe one day, but the next, like, level I want to do like a concession, like a food truck concession trailer, like a coffee trailer.
I see this expanding in stages by, like, you're going to have, like, a couple different things. By, like, listen, I don't know if you remember, but I've said this before. This is going to be a lot bigger than you always think it is, because it's growing into – I see one big business, but, like, it's a branch off of three different things, and it's going to be all these things that you're already doing. Like, you're going to have the food truck, but that food truck is going to be – later on even more, because you're going to be doing the cafe and you're going to be selling more. You might have a couple different things going on, but right now I didn't plan on reading you. Sorry.
You still owe me a reading from like 3 months ago. So it's fine.
Yeah, I do. This is your story.
Not to call you out on the radio or anything.
I asked you your availability, and then we have gotten to this.
I'm so busy.
I see it coming in stages too, and I see it just like Joe does. I see it actually big, but the stages are coming, because you could have it all right now.
But I don't want it all right now.
You're gonna have to learn in the process to expand and be it all that it's gonna be. I'm really happy for you, because you have overcome a lot of stuff. And, I mean, that's just life. We get thrown so many things, and it's so easy to give up. So easy to give up on dreams or just aspiration, whatever we have. And you just kept on going, even though you took your time off. You took your time off to regroup. You took care of life. But then you came back stronger than ever, and I love that for you.
Yeah,
I'm not anyone that any of us can do this.
And I think a lot of people sometimes in the spiritual community, they want like spiritual gifts to like, we think that we need something else to compensate for like all this other stuff. And I like having you on the show today too, because it's not that you're not spiritual or you don't have any like something connect. It's more or less like you are, we don't always have to be super spiritual to mm-hmm. become the version of ourselves that we want to become and believe in. So,
mm-hmm. You know, I have that aspect.
What's
what?
That?
Cool. Go on. Nope.
No, you. No, you.
Oh, no, I was saying that I have that, like, you know, that small aspect of, like, spirituality that I'm, like, starting to, like, grow, like a little packet of yeast is starting to grow when you put it in sugar and let it grow. But.
Look at this baking reference science.
I mean, what else am I going to do? I know more things, but that's just the easiest for me to relate.
the proofing satisfaction. And I love your charisma. I love your personality. So
thank you.
What can we expect or to see from you next? We have the Muffin Man Baking Co. Facebook page on the bio here for the radio show.
You want to hear a funny story? Well, it's not really funny story. It's like it's a cool fact.
Oh, I got one after that too. Yes.
Okay. the day of my first craft fair, I noted it, and I had 232 followers on Facebook. I now have 645.
Get it?
Wow, that's awesome.
April. Yeah, and it's all like local. And I like made friends with some like actual like local radio people. Mm-hmm. So I've been on like the Nebraska area radio like two or three times already.
No,
I mean, it's just
out.
Like a couple of, it's just like for a couple of, I'm not like, hold on. Like I've called in and talked. They haven't invited me to speak on it, but I've called in.
So now I had you on my radio show. What is the synchronicity of this stuff? Maybe I'm like.
So yesterday I called in, my friend Claire does like Witchy Wednesdays for the radio. And I called in and I was like, this is Hope. And she goes, okay. She didn't realize it was me. And she goes, well, what's your date of birth? And I told her, she goes, wait, is that the Muffin Man? And I was like, it is. And then the, like the main radio show, she was like, is that Hope? And I was like, yeah, Nikki, it's me.
Oh my
and
God.
They were like, hi. It was so funny.
You're famous.
No. Well,
you're famous.
I connected with them because I won Fall Out Boy tickets on the radio. And then I like the story that they wanted me to tell was like some like BS story, and I like mentioned something or whatever, and it involved
right,
my
let's
business.
Not,
she
let's,
goes, well,
"Let's not tell everyone there was a BS story to this. There was a serious story.
There was a messed up situation that was really annoying, and it was between a friend of mine and me. And I told this to the radio to the news radio
the
lady."
Tea.
I was spilling the tea, and I won Fall Out Boy tickets, and she asked me what my bakery name was, and I told her, the story of how I came up with it, and she just was cackling and laughing, so that's why she remembered me, because of the drunk Shrek story.
The drunk Shrek story. So are you going to do, like, some tequila-soaked pastries and stuff, or what, like?
I don't think so. I don't really.
Are you gonna get some? Or is it gonna be the Muffin Man Baking Co. and then like a little Twisted Sister Baking Co. or something?
No.
No, I'm trying to get creative.
Really
it's not my thing. It's your thing.
Yeah, I don't really drink anymore.
Anymore?
Two,
why not? It
well,
seems like you got creative with it before.
Two out of three of my children are the result of intoxication and alcohol.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't drink around my husband anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have authenticity happening on the radio show.
Well,
hey. Well, you listen. It's still a great story. I love it.
Hey, I got some real life stories that are just hilarious.
We gotta have you back on
some
the show.
Of the stuff, yeah, I'm happy to do. I love talking.
Yeah, we haven't connected in a while either, so it's really great to talk. And
I know
so
we're
wait,
always so busy. Either you're too busy or I'm too busy.
I'm never too busy. No, I get busy sometimes. I want to tell you my story. My story is while I was going to culinary school, I was dedicated to baking stuff. Like I wanted to, I still had baking a part of my culinary degree, and I had to make profiteroles. These are like little puff pastry things that you can
around.
So I was burning the bottom of these things, and I was getting pissed, and I was trying to make also some other stuff. And I got, and listen, we have a decent oven. It's a pretty nice oven. I'm not trying to brag. It's like a fancy oven. And I was making like regular freaking cookies. You cut, you know, the ones you cut and just put on the tray. And those were burnt on the bottom, but they were great on the top. And then one day I'm staring at the oven and we're all trying to figure out the issue with this thing because they had like the guy come over and try to fix the gauge and stuff. And I look at the oven, I kid you not, there was like one that said convection on the left and then the one that said right, the light on the right. So basically the convection option was not selected and it was just raising the heat from the bottom up and not circulating it properly. And that was the whole issue. Look at that.
So you didn't use the convection setting?
Well, I didn't know it was on there. I was going to corn show, so.
So you're not a baker then?
Well, listen.
That should have been the first thing you looked for.
I have no comment. So, in professional kitchens, though, they don't have, like, a setting. Okay, there's a baking option. There's the baking ovens that are different. But anyways, that was my silly, sad.
So
yeah, they're dope, right? So what can we expect from you coming up next?
Hold on, real quick story. Last week I had a little bit of caramel drop to the bottom of my oven, and somehow it took a little chunk of parchment paper with it. And I looked in my oven, and it was on fire on the inside. Just like a little drop, like maybe half, like maybe 4 or 5 inches. Just like this little flame just dancing in there. And I just kind of sat on the floor. I looked at it, and I was like, just die already. So it died. I had the doors, and it was 2 a.m. And my window was open, my front door was open, and I threw the whole pan outside, and I was like, I'm not dealing with it. And I looked at it the next day, and it was burnt, fine, I'm going to bed. And then I kept baking.
You're telling this little fire that, like, is like, finally, I'm existing. You're like, live your 30 seconds and die.
I just wiped out its ashes and kept baking. I was like, you don't get a break yet.
I've done that before. I've forgotten something. Or just like, I remember one time I just looked at the pan and went, nope, threw it right out. I was like, yeah, no.
Because like your first instinct is to open it and be like, oh, wait, no. So I just kind of looked at it and I was like waiting for it to suffocate and die. And I was like, this is fine. Everything's fine.
There's actually a really good show I'm watching right now. And I'm trying to remember the full name of it, but it's about this chemist who becomes really fascinated with like cooking, and she becomes like really well known for cooking on a show and stuff. And there's like this recent episode I watched where she just like burns dinner and she's acting like she's never done this before. And she's like, no, I never burn dinner. And so it's like the variable. It's very cool. I like it. Very sciencey personality, but not you, Hope. Not you. We need more of you in this world, the Muffin Man. What are you going to be coming up with next? Where are you going to be showing up somewhere? Where can the people find you? How can we stalk you?
So tomorrow, because it's stalking me, so many people are in Nebraska.
We need your latte.
No, my caramel macchiatos are buzzing. Like,
you better not keep talking about
milk.
My favorite.
My almond milk. Caramel macchiatos are amazing. Anyway, so tomorrow, every Friday morning, I go to the corner cafe and I do my rolls and my coffee. And then on Saturday, I got invited to be a vendor at the first annual Awaken the Witch Festival here in Nebraska in Zareczka. Awaken the Witch, like a metaphysical, spiritual festival.
I love it.
Before my radio friend became my friend,
her husband works at the school here in town, and he had bought some of my things at the farmer's market. And that's how she knew, like, my stuff was good. And so she messaged, she told the, like, the event, like, coordinators to message me. And then a couple of weeks ago, she was like, I'm the one who suggested you. And we got to talking, and then she told me she was clairvoyant from Wiki Wednesdays. And I was like, what? This is my favorite show. It was meant to be. But, yeah.
Nice.
So,
you just keep having wild moments happen.
I know. I love it. Even though it's supposed to be like 32 degrees and snowy, and I'm like, oh, my God. But they've all told me to bring coffee. So I'm going to enclose my tent in tarps and bring my heater since they're giving me electricity. And I was like, this is fine. We're going to make this work. No, yeah, she volunteered me to do coffee and cider and hot cocoa. And I was like, okay.
So what happens when you find yourself in a cult summoning Awakening the Witch? What's going to happen? They're going to be it's okay. She brought coffee. Like,
it's a king, a coffee. I have a flag. Just follow the coffee flag.
I want
to. You're supposed to,
dress
up. So I'm like,
you're supposed to dress up? Yeah. You totally should have fun.
I
want
to
put
a
Ouija
board. Picture of that.
Oh, absolutely. I'll text it to Joe and he can send it to you. Or you can we can just connect on the internet.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
You
yeah.
guys
yeah.
can connect in this.
Let's connect, Heather.
Internet. You guys are friends now.
On the internet. We're friends now.
Look
I love
it. Joe just connects everyone together.
I wanna play on a Ouija board and be like, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Let's put a pin in that.
Let's awaken the witch and bye.
Yeah,
has anyone
have,
ever played with a Ouija board before?
No. I will not.
No, I will not. Not that I'm very big on don't fear things, but I'm also big on know what you're opening a door to.
Yeah.
I'm big on don't be stupid.
Yeah. Make it simple, stupid.
Well,
I've
watched so many programs on it that it actually has made me curious to even try it.
Right.
I have not. I probably never will. But it does make me curious because it seems, depending on how you go into it, just like anything
right.
else, depending on your intentions, depending on, you know, your protection or whatever it may be, and the vibe you're in at the moment too.
Mm-hmm.
I think one day I might do it.
I think there's a lot of cool history with the Ouija board. Actually, there's like some cool fun facts. In my opinion, like if you set the right intentions before you're doing it, you're more so like you're not just opening a door to like anything. You're setting it more. To me, it's like setting the stage. Like when you're doing mediumship,
right.
you could do, you could limit to so and so. The people that, you know, that Joe knows in this lifetime, a step forward type of thing. Not, and now I revoke that because I don't want to open a door right now. But like you're limiting just anything. You're not just like opening it. So I think when you do that, that's okay. But I am curious. But I feel you on that. Is my only...
So we need to do it together.
Right?
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah. Let's do it on Mount Shasta. Let's do it on Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta.
I went to Mount Shasta yesterday.
I've never been. I'm in Nebraska.
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 I'm in New York.
Yeah, Mount Shasta was Mount Shasta was wonderful as usual, but I didn't go up on her.
Heather
I just
is
went
in California.
Story.
I'm in California.
What part of California were you in, Ho?
I don't miss. We were in 29 Palms, which is in the butt crack of the desert.
Yeah.
I miss it.
I
wouldn't
miss
cold
it either.
Outside. I miss it in January, because that's when the wildflowers bloom and the rain starts and it's pretty and it's not hot and it's not cold. But sometimes it's just snow like once or twice and it's so pretty.
So they're the south where you were, Joe.
You know, he was in Palm Springs.
Yeah,
and
then down in that area.
29 is an hour east, north, yeah, to the east.
Rialto.
Yeah.
Rialto.
It's by, right by Joshua Tree, if you know where Joshua Tree is.
Oh,
Joshua
yeah.
Tree.
And I'm all the
oh,
way
yeah.
in the Northern California, so.
Oh, nice.
And it's so much different than Southern California.
Oh,
Mount
so,
Shasta.
Like
are you going to work on Mount Shasta?
You keep. I would love. To, what type of work?
I don't know. Yeah.
So I've already done work on Mount Shasta, but I would love to work up there, not with my job that I have now. But,
I can see you
with,
doing like a tour guide or something.
I have I want to go up there, and there is a store up there that I love, and I love the people that are there, and they have a community center above the store, and it's one of the main stores there in Mount Shasta, and everyone knows it, and if you've been to Mount Shasta, you've been to the store. And they have a community center upstairs, and I want to start doing some of my stuff I do. And I'm going to be doing it. I just, at the moment, don't know when.
I don't know why. I think it's hilarious in a way, not in a rude way. Like, you were like, everyone knows if you've been to Mount Shasta, you visit the gift shop. Like, that's some gift shop shit.
It's true. It's called Soul Connections. It's at, I love the store because basically anything you're looking for is there. Their prices are great. And just the vibes there, the people that the owners of the place are in there every day, and it's the same people that have been there. They're always there, and they just, and well, they know me too. They, because I'm in there.
So
that sad.
So if you, if you're looking for something, it's there.
Yeah, spiritually.
Shit, everyone, whatever you're looking for, it's out Mount Shasta in the gift shop.
I did say
so,
almost everything, but
so
yeah.
Hope, where did your name originate? Where who picked Hope? Like, how'd that come out?
my mother said that I was her hope for the future, and I was like, how'd that work out for you?
I'm pretty sure it's going great. I mean.
But then come to find out there was like a Aunt Hopi somewhere in the back, like this, like my biological father's family side. I'm like, oh, okay, that's less funny. But okay,
okay,
fine.
Okay. I love it.
But you know,
it's very, not, I don't know
I just
many
like
Hope.
I like to tease her about it.
Yeah. That's
yeah, it's
cool.
Like, how'd that work out for you there, Lynn? She goes, shut up.
Yeah, bringing people the hope.
Nice.
Hope is a great name. All right. Well, we're going to take a musical break. And I want to thank you, Hope, for joining us and sharing some of your story. And you hope, and I'm proud of you. I hope you grow more. And I love hearing the stories to come.
Thanks.
Hopefully we'll have you again. And you'll be more famous. And people will be like, give me more of your roles.
Yeah. I'm actually dropping off. No, I'm dropping off surprise birthday treats to the radio lady because her birthday's on Halloween, so I'm dropping them off on Tuesday. So I'm not even going to tell her. I'm going to just drop them off, and she'll be like, oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shameless
my birthday
plug.
Is my birthday's on February 18th, and I can give you my address. You can that'd be great. You can surprise people and start like doing musical surprises too. Like you bring them like desserts and you start dancing and you're singing to them.
Yeah.
Be like what do they call that?
No, that's not gonna happen. It's like a candy
bar
closer.
Mine's
what
closer call than yours. Just saying.
Musical.
Mine's closer than yours. So she can turn it to, I'm only 2 weeks away. She'll forget about yours in February. I'm only 2 weeks away.
No, I don't know how to ship these with instinct for them to, like, stay fresh. So I don't know about shipping labels yet.
Well, you know what we can do? I can be the address that you practice the freshness of this, and then
you volunteer yourself.
Yeah.
How kind of you.
You could put the date on it, the time, and then I'll write down when I received it, and I'll tell you my scale from 1 to 10 on flavor. Mm-hmm. And also freshness, and then what else is there? There's the
okay. Tell you what, you pay me to ship it, and I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, Hope. And I'll see how much that's going to cost me.
Oh, okay.
It's worth it.
I mean, yeah. Like people, like I said, I wanted to be known for my roles around the county and around the area, and I'm starting to be, like, people know me, which is fun. I like it.
Mm-hmm. You're the role lady. I think it's awesome. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pretty soon in a store near you. Thank you again, Hope and Heather. And we're going to go to a musical song. And I also hope that your husband wins the contest. So more.
Yeah, he is in there. Carving his heart out. Well, technically carving the pumpkin's heart out, but you know.
Well, okay. Send us a picture. We could post it up later.
I will. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. I got a
great meeting you.
You. Yes. Likewise.
All right.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you. And
thank
we're going to go to a song here and come back in a few minutes.
Profit on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. On his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's cold. All the kicks and all the blows, he won't ever let it show. Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for
struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
All right, welcome back. That was your musical break, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. And I played the full song for you. You're welcome. What's up, Heather?
Not much.
Hi.
Enjoying this evening. Hi.
Hi. So what did you think about Hope?
So. Oh, I think she was wonderful. I wish I was in Nebraska. What the hell?
I know, right?
Now I'm, like, craving some pecan rolls. That's one of my favorite things.
You know, she sends me pictures of all her delicious bakery stuff, and it's like, now it's also that I'm seeing it, and then of course I want to eat it. Like, the food's delicious. It looks great. So we got to get our asses to Nebraska.
That we do.
Nebraska. So what's going on in your journey right now? Where are you at in life, Heather?
Oh, life. You know, I've been kind of in a mood all week. Mm. Not bad, not good, but not good, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I don't like.
Okay.
But just going, I mean, I've had, a lot of answers this week with everything going on with me. I found out my surgery date, so that was good, but it kind of threw me in for another, I don't want to say it like, I almost said a loop, but it wasn't. I just didn't want the surgery so far out, but I also have to remember that, everything happens just as it's supposed to.
Right.
So that kind of been on my mood, my mind this week, and just, and working, and I don't know. I did have something happen today. I wanted to ask you.
Okay, you want to ask me? All right.
Yes, I wanted to ask you something because, I can be weird at times. You know this. So I was driving to work this morning. I live on a farm. I have flies around me all the time. I hate it, but
okay.
It is what it is. Anyway, so driving to work, I had like 2 flies in my car today. And... it was driving me batty, but I drove an hour and a half away, and I finally got them out of the car. And then
right.
I felt bad. I felt bad because I took them away from their families.
Interesting.
Have you ever thought of that before?
Well, yes and no. Like, I've had thoughts that were similar in, outside the box thinking. But not so much that separation of family flies, like family, but it's a very heartfelt feeling. I mean, that's nice of you to have that depth.
It's a fly.
It's a fly.
It's a fly.
Well,
and I've never thought that before. I mean, I kill them all the time. But I
maybe,
felt so bad that, oh, my God, I just took you away from your family. I kidnapped them and took them away from their family.
Maybe, though, you did kind of pick up on the energy of the fly, and it was true.
Okay, now you're going to make me feel guilty, which I already do. Now I feel worse. Thanks. Appreciate that. But then I have to remember everything is just as it should be. So they were supposed to be taken. I was supposed to kidnap
right,
them and take
right.
them.
That's really where I was going to go with that. But you got it already. It's really, they were supposed to grow up and move on. And you will see each other later on.
Yeah, I have some, weird things.
Yeah, that's very.
I know you were having aha moments the other night. I had one that kind of went along with one of yours. I was talking to my guides one night this week.
My guides.
I try to do it every night. My guides.
And, my spiritual guide is Patricia, and she is a diva. She can do some crazy shit. I'm just kidding.
You said that so well.
She has like...
So well.
I said that so well.
Yes, you did.
And she has like colorful hair. And she has a dragon.
So...
With a frog.
If you don't mind me asking...
Yeah.
Now that you brought this up. Do you... Well, I know that you do. Your main guide, what is their name? And how did you come about that? If you don't mind me asking, because I know some people do not want to share that information, which is also understandable.
I don't like always talking about their names and stuff for some reason. Like sometimes mm-hmm. I'll be comfortable with it. Sometimes I don't. I don't know why. So to be completely honest, there's two different ways this has happened. There's times where I've had someone, as I was growing up and learning, help me evolve. And what they were doing is also helping my guides evolve. And so with that being said, I had to trust certain people who were able to see it at the times I couldn't see them. And so I know that this at first, because I've told people this too, and I said, look, you can't trust everyone. And I say that because a lot of people don't fully... They just come up with some shit. Like the spirit guy named John. Mm-hmm. No. But so I was shown some of them, not all of them. And I was also given the name of my main guide. And over time I have seen him. So I knew that was something and I felt it. Whereas, how do I explain that? Sometimes people say you have stuff and you really don't. It's not that... We all have gifts and things. It's just more or less, but it's not supposed to always be this person. It's very easy. Some people just jump to the basics and they don't evolve. You gotta really sit with it and practice it. But over time, I do have guides where they've come in over the years, and this is what happens to some of them is that you'll gain a new guide, but I didn't always enforce the names to come through for mine. And what will happen is I'll just get it. It will just come through. And at times I would, there was one time where I was starting a reading and I had brought over one of the guides that I didn't have the name for yet. And I felt intuitively inclined to bring them into the reading with this person. And the first things that were coming up were about my guide telling me that they're that name. So long story short, some of them were coming through me and I trusted and knew it and felt it. And then at the beginning, I had to learn and trust other people. And there was times where people told me I had something and you got to really feel that. It's not that you don't have a cool spirit guide. It's, everyone has they have interesting guides. They were once living souls. They evolved to the light and they have different gifts and abilities. So not everyone has like a Native American guide. Not everyone has. Some of them are also dark. You got me on a fucking rant now, Heather.
That's why I asked the question.
Some of them are dark. And, you know, I came across this guy years ago. I don't even remember his name. Not that they weren't significant, but they were preaching to people online about how they had a dark spirit guide and they revoked it or something. It looked very evil. And quite honestly, I didn't see that. And what I saw was what I have in the way is there's dark spirit guides, but they're not like some people misunderstand what dark is. They have the ability of the darkness, but to help people for the light. And that's to revoke, to release, to remove, to and reverse engineer in a way, but or using the dark with their abilities. Now, here's the thing too. I also just heard, and I'm supposed to talk about. We don't always need to know the knowledge of their knowledge. I don't know how to explain that. Sometimes by you working with your guide a certain way is enough. Like they don't have to tell you what to do in this realm. Sometimes we do need to give them candles and certain things to honor them and thank them. But for some reason, someone needed to hear that. You don't need to know their knowledge. Like it might be of the darkness and you want to, you might get slipped up in your ego and it, you know, you fuck shit up and you don't want to do that. We have our moments with ego. It's okay. Like we go, yeah, I had my ego there and I had to learn that. So we move on. But yeah, I don't know if that fully answered your question. Thank you. Divine timing. You have
I have a question for you then. This is my belief. My beliefs are guides are souls, individual souls. They've all had their life experiences, gone through different things throughout their lives. So they all know something, you know, different. Their abilities are different. What they can do, how they can connect, everything can be different. Do you believe the same way or thereabouts?
I believe in the vibration of what you're saying. So I think we all see things differently, and the way I see, so the spirit guides that we're talking about on this vibration, they're in a certain dimension of light, a part of your light, and your light comes through your body straight up and down. So there's a dimension of these guides, and people who have family and way, that's your ancestors, which is a different vibrational dimension. Not that they're better or worse, just in layers. And so I do believe that they were once living souls, and their spirits or souls that are energies, they're of the light body, and they're not physical in this realm, and they're here, they're God-given, and they're connected. So the way I was taught in a spirit team, which is partially practiced also with conjunction to Santeria, which is an Afro-Cuban religion, they honor their ancestors and spirit guides. And what I was shown and taught is that when you're honoring your ancestors, which is lifting them up with strength and energy and positive love, it's influencing you as well. You're lifting them, they're lifting you. And when you start paying homage to your ancestors, it starts to give light to your spirit guides too. And you eventually do that more in a balance with your guides and then go to your ancestors separately. But it begins this flow. And there's altars, right? And the altar that I have as a setup is a corner of my ancestors in the bottom floor, which is where they start. And they call this in Spanish fuentes or fuentes. So they're fountains. It's like a water fountain. You have little glasses of water that symbolically represent different patrons of your ancestry. And there's numbers of glasses, but it flows now into the next step, which is your spirit guides. And so my point about this is that there were once living souls, but they're also in some way or another connected to your past lives in a way, because they could have been a parent in your past life, and now they're evolved spirit now to help you in this life. It could be you in a past life, in one of them. It could be, and I know this to most people might seem like a very, you can come up with your own fucking life story scenario, spirit guides, and it seems that way, but this is where the fine line is. It's like, I'm sure, but not everyone understands the dedication to that. And there's also other dimensions of dragons and stuff. So I kind of see things differently, but I agree with what you're saying. It's just, I see that in a spectrum of light per se.
Well, the reason why I brought that up too is that with, you have said that, you know, there are some guides that are dark, and that it is because they have a dark portion of them. But my belief is we all have that dark portion, right? We have that light and that dark. It's that balance that we need to find with each. So if we are saying that they are souls that have lived lives, of course, whoever it may be, whoever our guides, our ancestors, or whoever is helping us, they are going to have light and dark. Just because I have dark in me doesn't mean that I'm going to be using dark all the time.
Well, so we're, as us, agree that we're all like, we have the light and dark. We have the yin and the yang. Spirits have the ability too for that. But when I say dark, I don't mean, like, they have knowledge with the dark magic. They have knowledge with the darkness. So their light is the dark. It's like they have mastered it for light. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that makes complete sense.
It's not that they're light. It's that they're part of the polarity with that creates the whole. And there's a lot of different experiences with this, too. They're not just here to give you a gift of gifts. They're also bringing the gift of knowledge within the dark of your life, just like you were saying, they're part of us. So they are listening, and they're also helping guiding us through that. So when I say part of us, they're not the part of us that we're having the struggle of the evolution with. They're the part of us that's trying to help this the evolution of the knowledge come through. So that's what I'm like. I know I'm talking out. Like, this is Bible. I'm confident within my knowledge of it. So I'm not saying
you're going in and out.
Run. You're very in and out.
I am.
Oh, anyways, where are we? We're here now.
Talking about guys. We're here right now. I just watched the sunset.
I feel like you provoked a lot of energy to come through.
No, not me.
So I think we've come to one of my favorite parts of the show. And do you know what part that is?
Let's see. I think it involves a lot of noise. Am I correct?
No. I mean, yeah, but it didn't sound as fun when you said it.
I can't think of the name, so that's how I said it, okay?
My favorite part of the show. This is where we blow stuff up.
We blow stuff up?
Out of our...
What are we going to blow up? Fear.
Okay, fear. Limited beliefs. What didn't happen? Stagnant energy. That bullshit drama we don't need. Negative subconscious chatter.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
So what I have been doing is, this might be a little bit too personal, but I think it's fair. So what I've been doing is I come home, right? And I've been loving myself with meditation music and like letting go of my thoughts and just like, so I'll take a shower and play the music and just focus on the water and focus on, I like to do this weird thing. And I think I knew I liked this as a kid, but I did it again recently. I was like, oh wow, this is relaxing. Like I'll plug my ears with my fingers and I just hear the water on my body. It's just calming. I don't know, very peaceful. The reason why I wanted to share this was because I have really rediscovered, I guess, this peaceful letting go zen, like the mind, like how your body needs this. And I think we don't understand, but I let go of my thoughts and I just take a deep breath in. Like I'm focused on the moment. It's just been super, I made it into a new routine now. Like it's such a vibe.
I love that.
And I've,
you're going out again.
Oh, man.
What
the
heck?
I don't know.
What?
You're going out.
Where am I going out to?
I don't know. So what I'm trying to say is I have my little moments, but they're getting, like, easier to crack the codes, if you know what I mean. It's like, why am I in this mood? Why am I external for myself? I love myself. Why are we doing that? It's been a great, like, seeing the light in the tunnel, you know, just getting out of that little foggy.
You know, I love that for you. I've been the same way, and I was going to say this earlier, and I forgot. So I was talking to my guides, and they brought up something to me the other night that I hadn't
did that
thought of in this way. So basically, that, you know, I was, my energy was off the charts. I was loving myself, and I was just enjoying moments, talking to my guys, and they said, you know, you need to get to the point and heal where it is, you are okay being in a room full of people that their energy is lower. Because when their energy is lower, I tend to go lower. But I need to be to that point in my life where wherever I am, it doesn't change my energy unless it's something I want to change. But I shouldn't be, just because it's someone's energy is lower, doesn't mean I have to get to that level. I can, they can come to my level. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess not. But it was like I let situations change my energy, which I know a lot of people do. And I'm thinking about a couple people in general that when I am around recently, it just, I don't even want to go. I don't want to be around them. But at this point in my life, I need to, okay? There's reasons for that. But I have to be around these people. And I immediately, before I even get there, I'm like starting to tense up. I'm starting to, you know, go slower because I know where it's going to be. But instead of doing that, I need to know that everything's okay and I have to stay at the higher or the vibration that I'm at and not let the situation bring me lower. That makes
sense? It's interesting you said that, yeah, because I've been in the position where I have felt that, but then I also forget sometimes to ask myself, is it me or is it someone else? And I think we all want to blame someone else. It ain't me. But there's times where I went, oh my God, this isn't even me. It's the person over there. Like, I'm going to go see in a minute. So I think for me, when I notice that it shifts and changes, like it's not so bad. And I've also noticed where my brain goes, like when you're thinking about something or where you're connecting to, like the more I connect, let's say we're going to hang out and we're like the timing is coming up and then we're connecting soon. Like I might feel you, you might feel my energy. And it's just weird. I'm just more aware of that more now. So I get what you're saying. And I think we learn in stages. So stage two might be, oh, this is their energy and I don't want to go lower into that. And I have to, why is this uncomfortable? Why do I got to do this? But then you get into like, I don't know, stage three, which is, And now I don't have to feel this way. I can shift out of it now. And maybe we learn as we, that's what I feel. But it's odd you said that. I just, I've also just keep focusing on my mindset. I'm just with myself in my own place, because if I keep like thinking about people external and their problems and what they're saying and their mood, it's just, then my focus is external. So
right, I feel, and I know this isn't the case, but I feel like when I do that, which I have been doing a lot more lately, just worried about myself and worrying about my feelings and how I'm feeling at the moment, what I need to think on, work on, whatever it may be, that I feel selfish that I'm not giving anyone else my attention. Does that make sense? Because I normally would, you know, sit and talk to someone for whatever reason, but no, I need to focus on myself. So then I'm feeling guilty that I'm focusing on myself and not helping someone out with whatever it may be. And I know that's, again, I know that's something I have to work on. It, you know, it came to me, so it's like, okay, time I have to work on it. But
it's a great topic. Honestly, it's a really, it's a challenging one because it really depends on, for, if you want my opinion, and I'm not, it's not always the right way, but it's,
I would love your opinion, Joe.
For me, it would be the circumstances of the friend thing and helping them out. But like, there's times where you got to put yourself in check. Like, how can you help your friend if maybe you really, like, you really do need self-love and personal time? Like, that is, like, look, I messaged you earlier today, and I've done this with people too, and people have done it to me too, and I have no problem with it. it's either I'll tell people, look, like, I would love to talk with you on the phone. Like, some friends call me at 9 o'clock now, and I'm not used to talking at nine anymore. Like, I go to bed early. So I know it's 9:52, but my point is, like, I used to be up late. And so I'm like, hey, like, love you, but I don't have the energy to use my, like, words right now. Like, I need the space. It sounds stupid, but it's not. Like, my brain doesn't want to focus on physically chatting. So I would feel bad, like you do, where I might really care about someone. And I'm like, I would love to talk with you right now, but I could text you. I don't feel like using my mouth, like, to talk.
We've had those conversations.
So don't feel bad. I mean, there's times where you're gonna sacrifice, you know, and
but see, the difference is, though, I could literally, and I know this sounds so wrong, but I could literally focus on myself 24/7 and be happy as can be right now.
Oh yeah, well,
but I know I should not be. Because if I'm poking on myself, then I'm never. But then you don't see anything around you if you're focusing on yourself all the time.
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with you now. Well, I wasn't, like, disagreeing. I get your point because you're right. This whole, like, journey for me recently has been about balancing, and I totally understand what you're like. Inner is the inner you and the outer you, and then is you and the world. Like, yeah. You're right. You need balance. And I think this is all what comes with life, is like the stages you're learning in and unconditional love of it. Because if you can get that, which is super cool that you said that, you got to be able to balance yourself in the world. And that's because you can't find the answers. You can't find the happiness, alignment. It's about this fucking balancing act every day. And it gets better.
Every day. Every moment of every day.
It gets easier.
Which, most of the time, though, I'm really excited about those moments. Like, I'm excited about life now. I'm excited to go out and say, okay, what's going to happen today? What are you going to show me today? What am I going to heal today? What am I going to be joyous about and excited about? And it's actually exciting to me most of the time now. When I look at it that way, not like, okay, here's another day at work, here's another day just doing nothing or doing this or doing that. I'm actually excited to find out what will come to me. And I love that.
Right. I'm not going to lie. Like, I find this kind of normal, though, still. People, and then I say this with I say this honestly because, well, everything's honest, but so I have my moments still, and I'll have, like, little slip-ups, which is, like, to me, compared to what I used to do, big difference. And these little slip-ups will be like, well, you know, I'm not where I want to be. And I notice, like, where they come from now a little bit more, where I'll achieve an achievement or a little goal that I don't even sometimes really know I'm doing. I think it's, like, we think it's no big deal. And so I start to, like, instead of appreciating the moment, I start to go into, like, where I'm not yet. So that kind of fucks it up. But it's getting much easier to trust the process, to know what you want wants you. For me, it's been letting go of expectations big time and appreciating. Like, I told you about that. If I don't appreciate moments, what I have now, I'm not going to be able to appreciate the big stuff and how I got there. And I kind of get it. Actually, it's weird that I'm saying this. I'm getting more about what that means, even more so now with, like, everything. Because that has been such a problem in my life that I had no idea. Appreciation. Because when you don't appreciate something, it can be taken from you. You can not really enjoy the moment of what that really entails for you. And I think I always wanted to jump to the end result of everything, like the big things. And I'm starting to realize, like, again, like, I need to appreciate every step it takes, because that's what's going to make it more enjoying in the long run. Like, that's the love. That's where all the good stuff is. Like, appreciate the moment, because we're trying to run and run and run. If we don't appreciate it, we can really not see the value in what we get and when we receive it. It's a big deal. It sounds so simple, and it's really such an important, I can't emphasize like how big of this awareness is to me. And like, I hope you all really take that in, because we want things and the universe wants to give it to us, but we, number one, have to believe in what we want. And I know that sounds silly, but if you don't believe it, you're not going to do it. Meaning, if you didn't believe in yourself, you wouldn't have done certain things to yourself. And sometimes we think you're just like gambling, but I guess my point is the universe wants to give us what we want, but it also wants us to appreciate the love that is, and that's unconditional love. And we can't condition it, meaning we can't control it. We can't control how it comes in. We have to love the journey for what the journey is for us and understand that journey. And then the love comes in more, and you start attracting more what you deserve and who you are. It's beautiful. I think we get tested a lot sometimes, and the tests get easier, but
I love that you brought up, because when I said earlier that, you know, I love life now that, you know, I'm able to every day just look at things differently. I love that you brought up there's times that you don't, and you know, that's the same, I would think, for everyone. We have those moments that, you know, doubt might come in, or, you know, just being in our head, or don't think we can, or whatever it may be. But like you said, the answers come easier. The lessons are easier. The knowledge is easier, because we're in like the flow right now. We're just going with it and going with life and enjoying and appreciating and being grateful for what we do have in our lives every day. I mean, things we use every day that we can just be grateful for, because we do live in a remarkable, beautiful world. No matter all the destruction that is in there, we have so many things that just bring awe to me that I can just look at. You know, trees, the leaves, the grass, all of the insects, the, you know, the butterflies, the birds, the people. We are all so uniquely different, but all so the same. We all come from the universe, you know, and there's so many things that just we can just appreciate in this world and appreciate the differences too. And I love that. And I love knowing that, you know, we all go through those moments of self-doubt or feeling like we're either stuck or feeling like we're just having this blah day. But we're noticing it more and more, so it's easier to get to the other side now.
Yeah, I find that a big part of this whole journey has been around, especially for a lot of people, purpose and passion. And it's really a journey about, number one, discovering who you are for the first time, like who you really are. And you start learning more about yourself and all these layers, which will long-term bring you more of your purpose and passion. But it's really fun. I think it's fun. It's still like there's moments where it has been a roller coaster for sure. But it's funny, the answers to a lot of the questions we are looking for really come to this point of letting go, like let go, trust, let it come to you when it's meant to come to you. And how do you really teach someone that in the beginning? It's like, I want the answer to this. Well, you'll get the answer. Just stop thinking about it. Don't put resistance to it. And when you actually are in the flow and you're not overwhelmed and you're just letting it happen, you'll get more answers and you'll say something, or maybe just come see your mind like, and that's, it's like, let it come in. Don't put pressure on it. Let's let it flow.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
This feeling that you have now, this way that you're looking at life, a year ago, would you have said you would ever felt like this?
To be honest with you, I think I would, only because, like, I felt, okay, no, because I didn't know what this feeling really was. Mm-hmm. I had felt it before in a different way, and I think I want to explain that because it was more of this euphoric feeling at first, and this is more of that with a balance, with a twist. And so I don't think I would have said I would have felt this way, because I was so wound up, honestly. Oh, my headphone just cracked.
I love that. I love that answer.
I was so wound up.
You and so many other people have just grown with knowledge and evolved, and including myself. And there's people that I see that have not and are wherever they are in their life, but I see so many others that have evolved. And I remember feeling good in my life, and I remember thinking, oh, this is wonderful. It is nowhere compared to what I'm feeling now. It's nowhere with what I've healed, the way I react to things, however I do. And it makes me so excited that where I'm going to be, because I am going to be there, I can't even conceive what the feelings would be and where I will be. I can't conceive that, because I know it's going to be so much better than it is now.
Right.
I know it's going to be, it's something I don't know.
Right. I think you were on the show when I said that too, or something I wanted to share. And yeah, I said something like my guides were telling me about how sometimes it's so much more than what we can even imagine of what we want. So it's like, we can't, I thought about this earlier today again, actually. We put so much control over our manifesting, or what we think our life's going to like. And if we only knew that there's so much more to what we have yet to think of that we want, is that we could just receive that. And I think people overthink what that really looks like and what it's supposed to look like. And so that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Like, you can receive so many great things beyond what you are already thinking now, because once you realize like how awesome you are, then you're going to realize like what you are deserving of, what you want, what you can have, what you also can create. And there's more to just the things. And so once you let that unfold more, you're going to realize like, wow, I didn't know before that this is what I really was going towards. And it's a great thing. It's really about enjoying the ride, enjoying the journey. I know it's hard sometimes. We need our things, or we're trying to find the answers and evolve. And why are we still stuck here? And when is it going to get better? It does. It's odd how it plays out. But I liked your question about the feeling I feel now and how you were expressing the feeling, because we, again, like you brought it up and I love this, there's things that we have yet to feel. The idea, and I think this kind of ties into like the fear of success, right? In a different example, where what would that feel like to you to really have your dream become a reality? And so a lot of people are like, oh, I would love to have so much money. Okay, well, what would that really feel like to you? And a lot of people think they know what that, like actually the emotion, like you're in it right now. It's like deep, deep meditation stuff. It's like you are, and I think that's actually powerful. I think that'd be great for, what's the word? I just said the friggin' word. Hypnosis. I was looking for hypnosis.
All right.
Damn, I didn't say that before. So I think of a great hypnosis, but it's really like What is that feeling? And you know, the weird thing is, this is true. This is a weird truth. The other day, like I was telling you, I was accomplishing things, but I wasn't really making a big deal about it. Like I didn't feel excited, but I was actually really anxious. And I had bought a used car and I didn't realize like I had anxiety and then it wasn't mine. And then I was fine. Then I was excited. I couldn't sit still. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was being like a little kid. I was like, let's not make this like big deal. And so sometimes what we think it feels like isn't really what it feels like. It's a rush.
There's a video going around on TikTok that I've seen now a couple of times. And it was this lady saying, you know what, my psychologist or whoever it was just told me like the most mind-blowing thing ever. And she had this like thing where like if someone upset her or whatever, it was her word was always, you make me sad, or that makes me sad. And so she starts being sad. But when she actually dissected it, she realized that she wasn't sad. She was humiliated by what this person had done. So her energy changed with it because she's not sad anymore. She's actually dissecting and knowing, because we put words to stuff. Words mean so much. And the energies and the meanings mean so much to how we are in our reality that if we put, we need to actually understand what words are and what they actually mean. Because saying you're sad, are you truly sad? Is it could be something else, or you're angry or happy or whatever. But we need to go more deep into the words and know what the actual words mean. Because you can bring into a reality that that's not even there. Like she realized that she wasn't sad. She was actually humiliated, which was the opposite of sad. And right. So she was able to react differently to this person instead of saying, well, oh, you made me sad and blah, blah, blah. So she actually reacted with, wait a second, no, you humiliated me. And so she could stand up for herself.
Good.
That makes sense.
It,
I don't know. I just thought it was pretty cool because, you know, words do mean so much. And like you said, you couldn't put the words to what was going on the other day. And it could have been that you were having all of that happen all at once because you did make a choice that you've been building up a goal. You were able to reach your goal. You were able to step forward into your goal. And then you've had all these emotions leading up to that. And once you actually finish making that goal, then you're going to have all those emotions release, which was the anxious, which was, you know, you didn't know what to do with yourself because it's like, oh, wait, my goal is done. I got a car. This is what I wanted to do. So now you're releasing all those pent-up emotions you've had this whole time too.
Oh, no, you're right. The truth is, like, a lot of emotions from, like, it sounds so silly, but it's true. Like, a lot of emotions from the car that I had before, because I had a lot of grief, and, like, I didn't want to let go. It's weird. Like, I started to realize, I thought it was good, and then I started to feelings start coming up. Like, I wasn't ready to move on yet from, like, the past or something, which is very true. I don't know. Like, it was like a trauma bond. Oh, my God. I had a trauma bond with a freaking car. Jesus. No, it was a toxic love. Like, you know, when we're so, how do I explain it again? This is why I was talking about appreciation, because I'm the type of person, I realize that I can love something too much where I get bored of it or it becomes an addictional problem. So that's what was happening. And then I would get bored with love and relationships, or I would be too obsessed with the relationship. It just like not, it just wasn't healthy. So I found the appreciation within myself and more around like things and unlocking more. But I really feel like there's a shift that had happened with the car, because I also like the job thing evolved a little bit, changed it up in a good way. And I don't know. I think, because I know decisions create changes. It could be a simple decision or a big one. But I realized, I recognized that I was healing and moving up from something that I was avoiding healing. So that's a level up, and you start to line up more of with your true self. Oh my God, I'm getting more understanding of this. Like I knew. So I'm aligning back to more of who I am, basically, and more. So,
I love that for you. I love that so much. It reminds me when I bought my car last year. I don't know if you remember this, but I had a literally complete meltdown.
Oh no.
So I have had a car, and you remember my old car. I had this car for years. It was paid for, but it was having issues, and no one could figure out what the issues were. Mm-hmm. And I drove it. I mean, I drove it from California to Washington several times, so it wasn't breaking down, but it was getting old, and I was getting annoyed with it. One of the issues was I had to let it run for 15 to 20 minutes before it would even go into gear. And so it used to irritate me. But I realized, so I told myself one day, I said, okay, if this happens, then I'm going to go buy me a car today, because I've been putting it off, and so many fears with it. Well, literally right before, probably 2 minutes before I went into the car lot, I went pulled to the side of the road, and I just hysterically started crying. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? I was scared shitless of buying a car. And then I realized at that point, every time I had bought a car that had a payment on, it was either taken away because I couldn't pay the bill, or it broke down.
Mm.
Like, I've never been able to finish a loan with a car. And so I had so many things to work through, but once I got the car, oh my gosh, it was like this big weight came off of me. But I got to, in the process, got to learn a lot more things about myself than I didn't realize. Like, I had been putting off for years getting a car because I guess I was not at that time ready to heal that portion or ready to deal with that.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying right now. I know it sounds so silly because it's just cars, but it's true. Like, everything you're saying, because you had issues with the car in the past, and now it's time to conquer it. And it's really, because I got some emotional stuff still, like, you're conquering your fear, and like, you're like, no, it's not going to happen again. It's just different. And you want to believe in yourself. And I mean, that's, you're doing it, but it's, man,
I'm still paying on this car. It's still mine. And I'm actually thinking about trading it and then getting another one.
Look at you. You are valuable. You are worthy of success. And what you want?
The miles. I want to tell you what the miles on my car is right now.
Tell me.
133,330.
Oh, so you have a lot. 133330. Wow. Should we look up this angel number?
Look it up.
Let's look up 133.
What was funny is on the way to the casino for dinner tonight, I was pulling off of the freeway, and I noticed the time was 3:33, and my miles on my car that I have left was 333.
Oh, my God. So what number are we looking at?
And then 111-222, that's all been coming up.
Are we going to look up
3,333.
Let's look up 333, because this is multiplied.
Okay.
It's just enhanced more. Right. So you have five. Actually, you know what? They might have it on this website. They might have all the threes at the bottom here. Let's see.
Well, how's it all by? You're on the same website as me.
They have repeating sevens, repeating threes, repeating threes and zeros, threes and two. Oh. Repeating threes. How's that one?
That sounds good.
So, this covers vibration and energies of encouragement, assistance, communication, freedom, adventure, exuberance, inspiration, creativity. It goes on with the whole thing. Hold on a second. The number three refers to the ascended masters, great spiritual teachers who once walked upon the earth, as well as various religions and deities. Number three is a Jesus connection as well. appears consistently. It implies that the, you know, it's funny as I'm reading this right now, that the ascended masters are near you. They have responded to your prayers and will help you, assist you in your endeavors. 33 is a master number. Master teacher messages that all things are possible. If you happen to consider a new adventure, major life change, the repeating number 3 tells you that if your purpose or reason for change is one of higher order, your intentions are of the positive nature, your wishes manifest and come to fruition. There's a lot here with 3s. In your life, as to call upon the Ascended Masters for love, help, and companionship, they will give you guidance along your path. And if feeling perplexed or confused as to your life purpose, call upon the angels and ascended masters. Interesting. So it's very so much connected to the ascended masters and your purpose and manifesting, and also following what feels good to you. If it feels to your highest good, to go with it. It's about growth and expansion, abundance. It's following the flow. I also see 3 as a stepping stone of 369. So it's starting... It's like self, inner being, outer being, inner. That's how I see it, kind of in steps of illusion. But whatever you're thinking, kind of go with what feels good to you and trust in that and call upon assistance when needed. All right. I love you, Heather, but I'm starting to get tired. I'm ready. I'm a grown adult now who has to go to bed because I got to work tomorrow.
Wow. I've heard that so much lately from you. I never thought I would hear that before.
Shit, man. That's another thing where I thought I would never, ever say that. Trust me, I used to never not really sleep, and I would be up late. But you know what? You made me realize something, too, like going back. I've become more comfortable. It was before I was not comfortable, so much so that I was like running for myself pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
We all
Hard
do
truth.
That.
Hard truth came out right there. Oh. Wow. I felt like that had come out.
Well, I love you too. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you for tonight. I actually really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed having Hope here and really enjoyed talking to you and having your little rants, as you call them.
Oh, I feel bad when I rant because I feel like I don't know how much time has gone by. And I also...
It's not
am
a
going
rant.
In.
Rant is bad.
Oh, well, a run-on sentence that has not ended in my conversation. How's that?
And you do it very well, though. I mean, that's what we all enjoy listening to it. And well, because you have really good information that comes out. You know, your guides love to step in and say information and give you your aha moments. And in the same time, we're getting them, too. So I love hearing them, and I could talk to you all day about all this.
I feel like when I talk, one of my gifts is like, and I'm not. This might sound wrong, but I'm being honest. Like I feel like one of my gifts sometimes is talking, and then while I'm talking and being awesome for you and loving the world, like their minds open up, and then I'm just gonna. Then all of a sudden I start talking about like all this like high vibrational stuff, and they're like, oh. And then I like, yeah. So going back to what I was saying, you like, I feel like I'm giving people clarity while we're talking.
Yes, you are. That's why I like talking to you, because we like come up with different things. And I love talking about stuff like this just because people do get the aha moment. I mean, we're just talking normal stuff, and all of a sudden you go into something. It's like, wait a second, let me think about that. You know, wait. And that happens all the time, and I love it. And I think that's what helps everyone grow, including yourself, including me, because we hear other people, and we hear what they're thinking and what they're going through and what they're feeling and their guides are saying. You know, we all have our own guides. We all have – they will tell us stuff different. We all go through different things, and I love hearing that from you. So your little – as you want to call them rants, they're not rants. It's – fucking beautiful ass information that this world is needing to hear.
Thank you. Just praise me like a god. Just yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate you. I think we don't hear enough about how to change a tire on a UFO. Like, I think this is important. We
oh my god, that needs to be the next series.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's different models and no one really cares about this, and it's really needed.
So the question is, do you know how to do it?
No, we need to get an expert on the show.
Okay, we need to research
that.
Who knows? But how do you know UFOs have tires?
Here, on the next episode, feel safe changing your UFO tire? Here, joining us is Blurt Kreisch on how to change your tire safely on your UFO.
Oh, my God.
I feel like this is a real card somewhere and it needs to be.
Of course you would. You would come up with that. We need to find out the answer now.
Did your blaggle drop not come with a spare tire like they had said? Well, this is the newest lawsuit in UFO business. In the Andromedon galaxy, we're dealing with one person who isn't happy. I'm going up with a whole story.
Oh my god, I love it. You need to print this shit.
Apparently, people are stealing spare tires and UFOs in the Andromedon galaxy because they're rare.
Oh my gosh, that
man
shit is funny.
They're gonna
but
call me for
me
like
thinking.
A Rick and Morty episode. I got you thinking.
Yeah, you have me thinking. I've never seen tires on a UFO.
Because they go so fast. They're so far away and they're hovering. They're hovering over
stuff.
They're
going to come
visit
me. They'll come visit me today and tonight and show me their tires.
Oh my god. They're little small ones. Small little.
Okay.
Alright guys. Alright. Thank you all for listening to the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio. Heather, thank you for the laughs. And what's your motivational sign-off for everyone?
Motivational sign-off.
Give them words of wisdom.
Just always be yourself. Whether anyone else likes it or not, be true to yourself. Be true to your emotions at the moment, whether it's happy, sad, angry, whatever it is, feeling, work through them, and be true to yourself. Always.
You got
and
it.
And in turn, you will get more.
Embrace it all. Have a good night, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Alright, already the show goes on all night. All morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. Up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they ass, see that's how that shutdown made me, that's how my daddy raised me, that glycerin may not be gold, don't let nobody play me, if you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me, go on and put your hands up, when times is hard you stand up, L.U.P. the man, cause the brand that the fans trust, so even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. Yeah.
in the air for the people that ain't here. Two in the air for the father that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the niggas trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the niggas holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, got the strip to Detroit. They hip-hop only destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy. What you into, no matter what you see, when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down, you just lift your arms higher, raise them till your arms tired, let them know you there, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere, yeah, ain't nobody